What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
This is Mark Moore. I am your co-host on our radio show, Peace of Mind, with my wife, Kathy. Say hello, Kathy.
Hello.
And we are very pleased to have our good friend, Stuart Nichols, here today. He is with Nichols Home Inspections. He used to previously work for More Insurance for 9 years.
Yes, sir.
So he's gone on to other things. And, you know, the insurance world is kind of hard to escape out of, Stuart. You did it. I don't know. It's like joining the mafia once you're kind of in the.
It's in. You're
bring
in.
You back in.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny to me, the more you mention that, I've met so many people that used to be in insurance. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just an interesting thing when you tell them, oh, I did insurance. Oh, I did too. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like.
It can burn you out. You know, I think, you know, our relationship was great at More Insurance. And, you know, sometimes there's a lot of pressure that's added being an agent just from, you know, they want you to produce, things of that nature. We go at it with a different approach. We're more of a rewards type of place. If you do produce that, you know, you benefit the reward of that. But to be as it may, Stuart's also the recreation director in Towns County. So yeah. He gets to play with kids and parents sometimes too, I guess.
Yeah, parents love parents.
Yeah, parents yeah. are, yeah.
So no, it's fantastic.
I've never seen any drama in kids' sports for
him. No, not at all. No. Not at all.
Everybody gets along and yeah. It's all about the.
It's all encouraging and yeah. Yes.
Nobody's ever competitive. Nobody ever worries about the call was incorrect or things of that nature. Yeah. But today's show, we're going to talk about home inspections, and this is what Stuart does. I think it's a very good topic for here because we have so many people that are moving to our area.
Right.
And before you buy a house, it's a good measure to have a home inspector.
Right.
And
inspection, yeah.
We've done this several times. We actually had a home inspected for a house that we bought. It was a rental house, I guess, for us that we're not renting, actually, but we want to know well what was wrong with it. And then we looked at buying a house one time, mm-hmm. and we did not buy the house, but we did have a home inspection on the house. That house home inspection determined that there was mold in the house.
And problems, yes.
Yes. So, Stuart, when you typically, I'm just kind of surmising here. A lot of times you're going to be contacted by a prospective buyer that's probably got your name from a real estate agent. They're going to be buying the house. And they'll say, hey, you know, I need to call, give Stuart a call because he can come out there and he can look for things in the house. What do you do? So that call comes into you and they say, hey, Stuart, I'm looking at buying the house on Mulberry Lane or wherever. So you're going to meet with the homeowner or the prospective homeowner. And what do you do? What do you look for being a home inspector? What's involved in it?
Yeah. So the general process, either the person will call me or the realtor will actually reach out to see what my availability is, and we kind of go from there. Probably about half the time, I never actually meet the prospective buyer. They're out of town, and so we do everything, you know, through the phone and email. But anyhow, we set up the appointment, again, through the realtor most of the time.
Are a lot of the houses occupied there, or most of them are vacant, just as a both? Or?
Yeah, both. It depends. A lot of folks are still living in the home. They're trying to sell it. They need to sell it before they can go
to the next place.
Yeah, yeah. Buy somewhere else. And so it's definitely a lot easier when the home is not occupied because
sure.
I can get to everything. Sometimes when the home is occupied, there will be things. As an inspector, I cannot go in and start moving people's stuff. Mm-hmm. So if it's not readily, and the terminology used, readily accessible, I just have to write up that I was unable to check this or test that, you know, due to home goods or something like that.
And just to tie us into insurance, because this is a show about insurance, you know, if you do have a vacant house where you have moved and the house is empty and nobody's living there, you need to let your insurance agent know.
Or if you're going to sell it, too, because yes. That's a big thing,
now,
too.
Now, the problem is, this is going to involve having to pay a lot more money because we're going to have to go out and buy a special policy that is written for a vacant and for sale home. You're going to lose coverage.
Yeah, you'll lose coverage if you vacate and didn't tell the insurance agent.
Particularly in water damage, if pipes were to freeze and burst or some
theft.
Kind of, and theft and vandalism is not going to be covered at all. So that this can be, and I do believe that a company may pull this card on you. They may say that it was misrepresented because you didn't let the agent know that it was vacant. So that's a side note. Mm-hmm. So you go into the house. What kind of things are you looking at, Stuart, when you go into a house? What kind of things are you? You probably have a similar checklist as you go through, and you check this, check that, and
I do. So there's two types of reports. There's a narrative report. And that's basically an inspector will go through the house. They take a lot of pictures to go along with it, and then they write it up. It's almost like a story of the home. Very few people do that because the realtors don't have time to read a book.
Right.
And the potential buyers, you know, a lot of the details can get lost in that. So the vast majority of the people use a checklist report. And so, yeah, I do a checklist report, and it kind of keeps you on task, make sure you don't miss anything. But the main areas, you know, when I do an inspection, it's very comprehensive. I make sure all the doors close, the locks work on the doors, from very minor things. I just want people to know about it. If I'm buying it, you know, if I were buying that home, would I want to know about it? You know,
you look at like electrical, like there's dead outlets or things of that nature.
Absolutely. So the three main things we look for is structural, from the foundation movement, is the wall, are the walls leaning or anything like that? Is there cracks in the drywall? Sometimes cracks are typical just from the home, between heating and cooling and stuff, the homes move a little bit and you can have some what's called typical cracking in drywall. Or is it evidence of structural movement? You know, you're looking for those kind of things. And then water and electrical are the other two biggest things that you're looking for.
How about mold?
Yeah. So I am not, and most home inspectors are, well, I say most, many home inspectors are not certified in mold. If I see something that I suspect to be mold, I will just say that there is fungal growth and that they need to have a certified mold inspector or remediator to come out and take care of that.
This is such a huge topic in the insurance world. So I know that there's been lots of lawsuits over this issue. The one that maybe I need to Google this and come back to another show sometime, but I know there was a professional singer. I can't remember if they were a celebrity or they just like an opera singer or whatever else, but they alleged that they had lost their voice because of a mold issue, and it was a lawsuit that involved mold. So I know that's a big issue. Kathy's really allergic to mold, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
So you were tested for that, weren't you?
If I walk into a basement or somewhere that I can completely close up, I can tell if there's mold. I mean, maybe I should be an inspector, too.
Bring in Kathy for mold.
Because I close up immediately and I lose my voice completely. Yeah. And Mark's seen me do that a couple of times. It's really not – I have to get out of there, like, immediately.
It's one of the worst ones I ever was a part of. I did an inspection on a home. It was built in 1912, actually in Andrews. And from the outside, the home looks okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a crawl space. And when I got in that crawl space, I've never seen so much growth in my life. It was so bad that I didn't go in.
Wow.
So as an inspector, I'm not required to do anything that would put me...
Jeopardize your health.
Yeah, my health or safety. So I took as many pictures as I could, made sure that it was well documented, and I left it at that because I'm not about to get in and get sick from that. It was just crazy. And I hope, I don't know if they did or not, I hope the folks didn't buy that house because it was bad. Come to find out that the previous owners had had some water issues. They had put in a French drain to try to fix it, and it may have helped, but it was the damage was already done in that home.
That's another thing that I know that could be a problem. I know you probably are not inspecting houses like this, but you know, somebody has been cooking meth in the basement or whatever, that can be, you know, it can really, a house can be just destroyed over things like that, you know,
yeah,
and
the
spores,
yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, buyer beware, right? That's something they say when you buy a house. And I'm not a real estate professional, but I know that you need to be able to do your due diligence when you buy a house. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of left to open debate whether if you buy something, well, you didn't do your due diligence. You should have, and you didn't. So a lot of times it may not come back on the seller. However, I know I've heard lawsuits that things have come back on the seller.
Yeah,
things were not disclosed.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it's like this is not a real estate show, but, you know, we have to insure these properties, and we have to be cautious as an agent because we want to insure responsible people, first of all, and we want to make sure that what we're insuring is going to be something that's going to be a good risk, you know. So we are going to come back after the break. We're talking to Stuart Nichols with Nichols Home Inspections. This is Mark Moore with Kathy Moore, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and our special guest, Stuart Nichols. We want to let you know where More Insurance is located. We have three locations. One is in Hayesville, North Carolina on Highway 64, right next to United Community Bank. You can come by and see Mandy, Rose, Diane, Amy, Vaughn, myself, and Mark. We're all there to help you with your insurance. We have our second location, which is in Hiawassee, Georgia on Main Street next to the hospital and the red brick building there called Town Trace. You can come by and see Joanne. And lastly, our third location for More Insurance is in the South State Bank building across from Home Depot next to the post office. You can come by and see Cindy, Greg, Ashley, and Shana to help you there. Then we have a location in Murphy called Mountain Insurance. It's on Highway 64. It's past the Harvey's on 64. Come by and see Velda and Emily. And then lastly, we have Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, and that's located next to United Community Bank and between that and Burger King. Come by and see Jeremy Payne, Kathy Hunter, and Carrie Van Zant. Like to help you with all your insurance needs. Also, check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote. You can check out all these great radio podcasts on our website, so check them out if you've missed one.
Okay. I hope we're great. Well, so we're talking about home inspections today. Mm-hmm. We do that as an insurance agent as well, but Stuart does the one that's really in-depth because a lot of times we're just making a picture and we're looking for insurance risk when we're there, or maybe there's a situation where somebody has other structures or they have a barn or something we have to address on the premises. There's no substitution for going out and looking at a house and
right.
seeing what people have.
Well, today's when we're doing insurance policies, we're looking at, you know, they have the web on the web maps and all that stuff.
You can see a lot online today, but there's still no
replacement for it. And then they have those things like the property card, you know, assessors and all that stuff. So we try to look at different things to get all that information to insure it properly. But we're trying to get, you know, everything right, which is important when you're doing a property inspection as well.
Yeah. So, so looking, you know, you're a potential buyer, you've got a lot to do. You've got to, you know, insurance is part of it. You're going to have to insure your house. Stuart's going to come out and he can do an inspection for you. He's going to look at things that you may not be aware of on the surface as a buyer. Maybe it's electrical system. Maybe there's a water problem. There's a mold problem. Maybe there's, you know, foundation problem or settling problem or things of that nature. So Stuart's going to be going looking for those, and he's going to write a report to give to the prospective homeowner or home buyer to see.
I don't think we've ever gotten a property inspector's report when someone's actually bought a house.
I don't think we have either. Just we did it for ourselves.
I mean, that would be nice to give it to us as well so we have it, I mean, for when we're doing insurance.
Well, I'm sure the real estate agents get it because there's going to be some negotiation involved in what's been found at,
right.
you know, from your inspection. Like if somebody goes in there and it's like, hey, we're looking at $20,000 to fix all these things. And now, all of a sudden, the price of the house might be different. You know?
Yeah. So, with the inspection, 95% of the inspections I do are for potential buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will choose to do what's called a pre-listing inspection, and that's where. And I've done a few of those. It's not very many, but you go in and basically pre-inspect the home, and you tell the potential seller. Basically, what will be coming down the line when they sell it. Yeah, so they can either adjust the price accordingly, or they can go ahead and fix the problems, you know, address any situations that they may have up front so that they can get their asking price or close to
that. That's probably smart. It's smart to do that.
Yeah.
So, well, this being an insurance show, not a real estate show, like Bill and Cindy have, you know, I come at it from, you know, looking as being an insurance agent. Now, Kathy and I have bought some properties. I can tell you, being a novice on this, you can get yourself in trouble.
Oh, yes,
in particular,
we can.
Just as a word of caution or anybody that's listening here, just from my experience, this is Mark and Kathy Moore speaking, and maybe Kathy's told me things sometimes I need to look for, but or she's smiling at me. But we go into these situations when, as a buyer, you need to know where your property lines are at.
Very important.
You need to know where your septic tank is at.
Your septic lines.
We had an inspector come out to our office in Murphy, and the prospective buyer next door had a septic tank inspection. Now, I don't think you don't do that, do you, Stuart? You're looking at the house.
Yeah, so that's septic is a separate inspection, and particularly in North Carolina, it's a whole different deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, this inspector, I don't know who the guy was, but he sounded, oh, everything's great. Well, that's all well and good until the building got condemned about 3 months later.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go on the city sewer because there was not enough property to replace a septic system. And then there was also a creek behind the building as well.
Because it was grandfathered in.
So that was
fun time.
Not a good, you know, that was, they were incorrect in their assessment of that property because, right. You know, I got a letter from the health department saying that we are revoking your certificate of occupancy or certificate of operation for your septic system. You're going on the city sewer.
We did not know all this before we bought the building.
So that's something that's, you know, with Stuart doing what he does, we've just determined that, you know, you may have to go, if you want to do a deep dive, you've got to look at even your septic system. And also, if there's mold, I mean, Stuart might point you in the right direction, somebody that does mold.
Well, even for us at our house, we bought a house that we didn't even, you know, we didn't know people that owned it. It had been foreclosed on. And then people were driving on our grass. And of course, we didn't know the septic lines were there, so they crushed them. So, right. I mean, we didn't know where they were. We didn't have any idea going into it where our stuff was. So, they always built, find that out.
They had built the set of stairs over our septic tank.
Yeah.
Which is really odd. So
yes.
we took those stairs out now.
Right.
It's got a clean out there, but it's really, you know, we have, you know, insurance, a lot of things, you know, you hear about construction defects, and there's a lot of times that things are just not built accordingly, correctly. A lot has to do with water, like, you know, the water doesn't drain to the right place, things of that nature. So when you're a prospective buyer, I think it's a very good measure as somebody like Stuart come out and look at your what you're getting ready to buy, because you're talking about investing a lot of money in something. You want to make sure that you know all the facts before you buy this property.
Sure. Stuart, and one of the things, too, well, I just want you just mentioned about structural defects and that kind of things. One of the things that people ask is, like, well, did my home pass inspection? Well, a home inspector, I'm not.
It's not your job.
That's not what I do. There's no pass or fail. I just try to.
Oh, come on, sir. You failed.
Some of them I wish I could fail.
You're disqualified.
No. But, so it's not a pass or fail situation. I am simply trying to provide you information about the home, any defects that may that we may find, and so that you can, number one, buy with knowledge. And you mentioned it earlier, a lot of times they will take that information back to the seller and either try to get some kind of relief on the price or to get it repaired, you know, prior to closing, that kind of stuff. So it's not a pass or fail. It's just, I want to let you know, you know, these are the things that are wrong or whatever with the home, and you do with that information whatever you will.
Right, right.
A lot of things that you find are probably just not insurable. I mean, if there's a settling of a foundation, if there's a water issue, those are not going to be covered on your insurance policy. Now, if there's a problem with the electrical system and a fire ensues from that, then, yes, that's something we want to know if there's a potential a fire hazard there, because, you know, if you have an electrical fire, that is going to be covered.
Right.
So, Kathy, I can't think of a whole lot of instances where this is more like a maintenance construction type of thing. I don't know if you're going to have a lot of insurance coverage in these situations other than maybe, like I said, a fire or to break out. What do you think, Kathy?
I don't know. It's hard to – I guess every situation
is unique.
Is unique.
So, Stuart,
yes.
If somebody needs to contact you, how do they get in touch with you, Stuart?
Yeah, so just call my cell phone, 706-835-8725. or visit my website, which is nicholshomeinspections.com. And everybody does their stuff a little bit different, but like I have all my pricing on the website. I'm very transparent with stuff. I know some inspectors will come out and say, oh, we'll do it for a set amount, but then by the time they add on all the different stuff, you're right back or more than what I'm asked. So I'm just very transparent up front based off of square footage of the home, and there we are. So
that's great. I'll try to light a quick story. I don't know if we have a time left here, but I know there was a gentleman that had a ferry boat that you'd pay to go to this island that was just out west. And so what he didn't tell you was, once you go on the island, that was a one-way fare. You had to pay to come back off the island. So people were mad about that. So it's good to know the prices up front, and also good to know if there is going to be any kind of problem with your home that you're going to be buying. So, again, this is Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, with our special guest, Stuart Nichols. We're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.